Glory to Jesus Christ. Christ called Peter and Andrew, and leaving all, they immediately followed him. He calls James and John, and they also immediately followed and left and followed Christ. Why did they follow him so quickly and willingly? St. Theophan explains that they followed him so quickly and willingly is because they saw something better. They saw Christ with their physical eyes, but that is not what persuaded them. Their eye of the soul, their nous, saw something better. St. Theophan continues that the eye of the soul has a law which it lives by. And that law is that once it has tasted and known better, it is repulsed of anything of a lesser value. We understand this law very well. We don't even have to think about it. It's automatic. We are always looking for the next fix. Whatever can elevate the taste of certain foods, or better branded clothing, or more luxurious car. There is always something that could be better. The apostles were doing their own thing until they saw Christ. In the gospel, we don't hear that Christ had to persuade them and beg them to follow him. He asked, and they dropped everything and left. A Christian writer from a second century writes this about Christ. It's really beautiful. Christ is the impersoned kingdom, meaning Christ bared his kingdom in his person. So wherever Christ went, there was his kingdom. So when Christ was walking along the Sea of Galilee and stopped in front of the disciples' eye of the soul saw kingdom that Christ was bearing. And the disciples recognized that to embrace Christ as his disciples and to live under his reign, and they knew that if they manifest Christ's character traits, they can also live in the kingdom of God here on earth. That is why the apostles dropped everything and followed Christ. They knew that there is absolutely nothing better to be and live rather than being in the kingdom of God right now. What a gift. This gift is also available for us. It is always there for us. But many times we choose not to take it because it requires our whole being to participate. And it is difficult. It is difficult nowadays since we have so many distractions that pull us apart. How about right now? 15 minutes into the liturgy? How many thoughts did we have already? How many plans did we create that we must do right after liturgy? Where is our fidelity towards Christ? We want to receive Eucharist, but yet our mind is already somewhere else. Liturgy is a past thing, a past thought. It just has to finish so I can move on with the next thing. That's not how we should live. In one of my first homilies, I said that when we enter church, we actually enter God's time. And we should leave all the burdens, all the distractions outside. This is time for God and me to enter into deeper conversations. This is the time where I get to recognize if I have the same character traits as Christ has. To find out these perfect character traits takes a long time. Remember in last week's homily, when this young man was trying to clear off the field, and at first he was overwhelmed. But then he got a simple advice, and then he started to clear off the land piece by piece. It is the same thing with our spiritual life. If you try to fix everything at once, we will fail. We have to take it slowly and understand that the wounds that the sin created within us take time to heal. So where do we start? When we look into the first chapters of in the Gospel of Matthew, we read that Christ started to teach crowds with simplicity. First, Christ said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent if you want to enter kingdom. Repent because you do not know when will be your last breath." That's the first and major character trait of Christ. Repentance opens up our eye of the soul to see how close or how far we are from Christ. Then the character of repentance unlocks the other characters that we should imitate and perfect. And these other characteristics are the Beatitudes. Matthew 5. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be consoled." And there are six more blessings, or these Beatitudes, that Christ gives us to follow and imitate. He didn't just make them up just to say something. These blessings were given to us because that is what he was carrying within himself. He lived by them. These blessings, these Beatitudes, when they are followed fully, create paradise here on earth. When we live by those Beatitudes, we get to live in the kingdom of God. How cool is that? When we adopt these and strive to live by those rules, everything else in our life falls into its right place. Because our eye of the soul is solely focused on Christ. And there is nothing better than that. Christ did not have to persuade us and beg us to be part of his kingdom. It's up to us if we choose him or not. And we have to be honest with ourselves. Most of the times we don't choose him. St. Theophan says that God is everywhere and is always with us, by us and in us. However, we are not always with him. We do not remember him, and because we do not remember, we allow ourselves to do many things that we would not allow ourselves to do if we remembered God. Remembrance of God comes in many forms. Living out the Beatitudes is one of them. When we live how God wants us to live, our life decisions are much simpler, because we are not separated from the worldly desires and worldly needs. We have to let our eye of the soul see the real beauty and let God reign over our lives. We have to remember, where God reigns, there is his kingdom. Glory to Jesus Christ.